Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 54. I got a good story for you today, folks. Pretty interesting. A friend of mine at some point described himself as not easily embarrassed. And I have a story that is embarrassing to me, even though it was just me that really knows about it. But it's just pure pure embarrassment. I think you'll really like it. That'll be the bulk of the episode, unwinding this tale for you. One of the benefits I've had from my wife being laid up in the boot is we've been sitting outside the front door occasionally, and we just sit there and watch people go by. And for some reason, our dog doesn't go crazy if we're sitting there with him. He kind of is at peace even when dogs walk by. But I'm out there with her the other day, and the neighbor across the street, he comes outside. It's like it's at dusk. It's kind of twilight. And he takes his flag down, and he rolled it up. And I don't know if he set it on the side of the house or if he brought it inside. I think he brought it inside. And I said to my wife, I said, "Stace, what's he doing?" She says, "Well, you know, technically you're not supposed to have your flag up unless it's lit. It has a light on it." And so this gentleman, and that's the right word for him. This gentleman, every morning, wakes up, puts that flag up, and every night, as the sun is going down, he walks out onto his porch and takes it down and rolls it up. That is awesome. That is like one of the most pure acts of, I don't know if it's patriotism or just sort of manliness, or I don't know what that is, but I'm glad I saw it. I wouldn't have been sitting in that chair watching that and seen that. And it's just so damn respectful. It was awesome. I loved it. I got another, I guess I'm craving soulfulness in my life. And I've had a week where I got to bump into a decent amount of that. And I'll kind of take you through that. I do need to mention our new sponsor, Jay Hilburn. I did, I called and gave my stylist my credit card. So we are in business. She is ordering some items. I don't know exactly what she's going to order. I've been trying. I'm a person that doesn't like to know what I'm getting. I like surprises. So I said, "Hey, I've given you a brief. I'm trying to move from this, you know, marketing person in a window pane sport coat to more of a creative class. You know, how do I dress? I want to look nice, but I also want to be practical. You know, I don't need to wear sport coats with elbow patches to the office every day." And so we'll see what she brings. We'll see how she plays this game. If you are a guy out there and you're looking in your closet and maybe your wife isn't loving your game, your clothing game, Jay Hilburn is what men with means do. They get custom clothing. She'll come out, she'll give you all of your measurements, she'll sit there and talk to you and outfit you in clothes that are made, custom made, just for you. It's one of those really nice perks. When you do it, you kind of ask yourself, why didn't I do this a long time ago? You know, why didn't I have somebody measure me and make the shirts that are my favorite and the pants? And why didn't I do this? And that's what you'll get with Jay Hilburn. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how she does here. I think I'll start seeing some clothing this week. I do believe I've I'm starting to have some concern that part of the reason my pants are falling down is that it's less about an invisible butt or a vanishing ass. I'm wondering if it's not that I'm becoming more pear-shaped. You know, like Grimace from the old McDonaldland cookies. You know, are my pants essentially holding onto a ledge of a building and there's nothing to grip onto because the center of my being is the widest, right? I'm like a diamond, you know, and there's nothing to hold on to because I'm slowly turning into Grimace. I don't know. I worry about that. I worry that part of the reason, and I wonder if you listeners have known that. You've been like, God, you know, I think the reason his pants are falling down is his waist is kind of disappearing and, you know, getting pushed out. You maybe knew it and you didn't say anything. It's like I had food in my teeth and you didn't mention it. So I don't know. Maybe that's why, or maybe it's just a disappearing butt. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Stacy had another good boot moment where she got her second vaccine today, and she walks in and they said to her, "Oh, we're not gonna make you wait in line with that boot. Why don't you come on over here into your private handicapped room and get the vaccine right away and we'll send you out the door." So she thinks that's pretty cool. She did confess to me that she may keep the boot around, and if we're headed to the Xcel Energy Center, you know, if she's at Costco and just wants to take a ride, even when she's well, she might still mix it in. So my week, a big part of my week was I did the Hockey Parent Hall of Fame, and I had a premiere with Red Cooler Ronnie. And this gentleman, I've mentioned him to you before, talk about soul. This guy is a soulful guy. He, you know, cancer survivor, beautician. You know, I think I said he's McConaughey and Spicoli and the dude from Big Lebowski. Put him in a blender and pour him into a pair of red Chuck Taylors and you got Red Cooler Ronnie. So we had his premiere at my office in Stillwater. He brought some crew. We showed the video to him. And, you know, I gave a little speech beforehand. And then he gave a speech, which was just amazing. It was like he was reading a word find. You know, he would say, "Oh, put a bun on it. That's right. Forest TV, you know it. We like bacon, don't we? Dinger? Dinger, we like bacon, right? You feel that, right? Mimosas, did it twice." I kind of squinted and I said, this is completely insane, but it's also basically the McConaughey Green Lights book, if you were reading it out loud. And so we did this premiere, and my favorite moment was Ronnie's been listening to the podcast, and he's deep into it. And so after he gives his speech, he walks over to me. He takes his Chuck Taylors off, these custom Chicago Blackhawks Chuck Taylors, and he hands them to me. And he says, "Kinger, be where your feet are. I'm giving you these shoes to remind you to truly do that." And he hugged me. And I got this picture of it. I'll put it up on the Instagram. It was so amazing. And right after he does it, his wife looks at me and just goes, "Yeah, I think we're going to take his shoes home. I don't think he's going to be walking around barefoot in the streets of Stillwater. And we like those shoes. I think we're going to take those back." He comes to explain the reason he's given me the shoes to her the next day, and she feels bad about it. But I just, that gesture, you know, he's sitting there barefoot, handing me these Chuck Taylors, gives me a big hug. It's really the reason I'm doing what I'm doing, making content like this, is to get little stolen moments like that. We were sitting in the office couple guys brought their guitars, and they're playing, you know, Going to California by Zeppelin, sitting in the office, a couple guys sitting on the floor. One guy's got a harmonica. It was just awesome. I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't happen, but it happens in Red Cooler Ronnie's world, and so it was nice to kind of get a little glimpse of that. I on the hockey hair side, this is the week I mail these boxes to the kids. I call it the Salad Santa. I just give them. I go to the dollar store. I buy some combs. I put a branded hat in there that says the theme. So this year's theme was Go With The Flow. It's got a member stitched into the side of it. And I do send them a letter, which I quite enjoy writing because it's so ridiculous and so over the top. And I'm going to read that to you because just imagine you receive a package because your hair has been recognized in some busted but not broken iMovie. And then you get this letter that says, "Esteemed 2021 Minnesota State High School All-Hockey Hair Team member. Wow, what a year. With any luck, we won't have another one like it for quite some time. In this uncharted territory, when you could have easily given up, you sustained. More specifically, you sustained the salad. That's right, rather than get frustrated, you grew that lockdown lettuce. You raised those quarantine greens. And like Samson before you, your flow fortitude helped you achieve your goals. You made it to state. Having made the all-hockey hair team, you should expect the rest of your life to be easy. Expect to have success in everything you do. Making the all-hockey hair team is like being an Eagle Scout, if there were a merit badge for awesome hair. When you make the all-hockey hair team, you spend the rest of your life like a Princess Di beanie baby in a world full of regular beanie babies. You are special, you are invincible, and you are the future. Thank you for mixing a salad into this crazy year. We're all better because of it. We hope you enjoy this little token of appreciation for your efforts. If you feel like it, tag us in a pic with your merch, unless you cut your hair, in which case we'd rather not know about it. Until we meet again, do the only thing you can right now. Go with the flow." So I love, it was cool. I got a note from a kid on this theme of soulfulness. This kid, he wrote me and he said, "Hey, I just want you to know it's cool that you do this, not just for me, but I just want to say that for everybody. I like that you make this and you make the tournament a little bit more fun." So pretty cool to have a kid at that age kind of have the presence of mind to send you a little note. I thought that was pretty awesome. The you know, if you want some of that merch, by the way, the Minnesotan is the only place you can get it. And we kind of designed it like the reverse retros that the Wild are wearing. So we got the golds and the greens and the white. It says go with the flow in big letters. There's a really cool green hat with a white front and green and gold. It looks kind of like a North Stars theme of Go With The Flow. And then the official hat is the black one. You can't get the one that says member, but the regular one is for sale, as well as some t-shirts. So check out the Minnesotan. It's the only spot you can get them. He's not going to do very many of them. They're pretty fun. I think they'll be real nice for the summer. They'll look pretty good on St. Patrick's Day next year as well, because they got that Kelly green that we all know looks so good. Other stuff this week, I got out, I had this hand injury I mentioned to you. Something was wrong with my hand, and I love going to the urgency room because it's like this weird, it's almost like going to the doctor, but not. There's never anyone in there. It's like your own personal hospital. I don't know if it costs me more. I don't know if I'm not supposed to go there. But this urgency room thing is phenomenal. You walk in, you fill out three pieces of paper, it takes 3 minutes, and then they open these electric doors and you're in this like empty hospital by yourself, and everything's in there. If you need an x-ray, anything, it's all right there. There's nobody ever there. and you get taken care of. So I went in there because my hand was bugging me, and it was bothering me for golf. I'm bad enough at golf. I don't need a hand that hurts. And I got the x-ray and nothing. And is that just the worst, when you go to the doctor and there's nothing wrong with you? It's like they basically write you a prescription for just being a loser. Like, no, there's nothing wrong with your hand. Maybe you have some sort of strain or sprain. I don't know. Like, live with it. Quit being a wimp. Stop coming into the emergency room. So I had nothing wrong with the hand. But I got out on the golf course again and played a little better. Amazingly, we brought Red Cooler Ronnie out for our golf round. I had the pleasure of riding in the cart with him. And he says to me, this is the kind of guy he is. This is a real sentence from Ron. He says, I golfed once in Chile, and my caddy, he didn't speak English. He always said three things. He said, vente, which we don't know what that word means. We think it means look or something. Maybe some Spanish listener can tell me. He says, suave, which is smooth. And he says, finito, which is like finish. So that was just a Chilean golf caddy story that he told me rolling around in the cart. And the other great moment, it was a beautiful day, sunny. And I said to him, I said, Ronnie, you know, you should send that video of the Hockey Parent Hall of Fame down to the Mayo, you know, where you had your cancer surgery. They'd love it. And he just looked at me. And he just said, they did. They loved it. And I thought that was so cool that he was one step ahead of me. So we played. It was absolutely beautiful. After the round, we sat and Ronnie pulled out his guitar and played Every Rose Has Its Thorn, some Zeppelin, some Pearl Jam in the back of his Jeep SUV. We were sitting there finishing our last White Claw and listening to some music. It was just the best. He even had a little like a little scraper instrument that I would scratch to add to the soundtrack, and it was awesome. So good to have Red Cooler Ronnie around. A little bit of soulfulness, a little bit of randomness. He's been absolutely wonderful. I'm going to finish here. I got a question that's a good one. It's the type of question we're looking for. And it is from a New Yorker. Maybe that's why it's good. I don't know. But I'm going to play this. But first, I got to talk a bit about Mickelbobs. Jarrett, the goalie, I'm told that the ribs arrived. I'm told there was a little FedEx scare. He was worried about getting them through, but they made it through, got him to Roseville. I don't know how this event went with the goalie and his family, but I'm guessing that Jarrett got himself a little scissors. He cut those six racks out. He was bragging to me. Jarrett said that he was going to get Lou to send him five sauces instead of three. I don't know if he sweet-talked him or not. He might have, but he said he was going for five. So six racks, five sauces. And I think he was kind of being the big man. You know, he's a younger guy, but I think he was hosting his family. You know, that moment where you bring your relatives over to your house and cook for everybody. I think that's what he was doing. And they were maybe bringing sides, I think. So Jarrett probably cut those packages, threw them down. Ribs haven't been this easy since Adam gave one of his to Eve. 6 minutes later, he's the conquering hero in his family. Another shutout for the great Jarrett as he takes care of everyone on the home front with the championship ribs from Mickelbobs. If you haven't tried them, you got to call Lou. Get a hold of Sweet Lou. Go to Mickelbobs.com, MICHELBOBS.com, and see. Get your own order. Get your own family pack. Sunday morning coming down, six racks, three sauces, $195. Well worth it. So here is here's our question for the week. It's a fun one.
Hey, John. This question comes to you from New York City. The place misses you, that's for sure. It's for iPhone users, so forgive me, Android users, but also, what are you doing? Think of your life choices here. I'm curious where you stand on those reaction buttons that come in text threads. You get a notification, and then it's just a useless heart or like an exclamation point. Absolutely no content or valid input added. Do you use these? Do you enjoy when people use these? Should there be an option to opt out of notifications for these? Please, God, Apple, give us that. Let me know where you stand. Thank you.
Great question. Man, they are weird, right? So I like the group text. Big fan. Big fan. I got several. I got the Gordo Cinco, my five buddies, mostly high school buddies, one college. I got a Minnesota Wild thread going right now. I got another Tuesday night hockey thread. We got the King Crew, which is my core family. Yeah, those buttons are weird. And what it does is it gives you the impression that you've missed something, because it treats the information just as if someone had just written something new, made a comment, a real comment, but it might just be a exclamation point. It might be a heart on a photo. And it makes you look, even though it's not that. But I do it sometimes, so I don't know what to say. I think I completely agree with you. It is maybe the least cool thing that Apple ever did, because it's bringing out sort of our worst selves. And I think Apple as a brand always brings out our best selves. They make us more creative. They make it easier to connect. But this is like this weird corporate, like, you remember when you're in a meeting and somebody will say, "Oh, that fabulous presentation, Jim. I've got a couple quick builds for you. I think one of the work streams that we can work." I mean, it's basically bringing that sort of tenor into the group text, because you're giving a thumbs up or a heart. And then you go in there sometimes and you see, like, oh, look, like the thing in front of me has like seven exclamation points and seven laughing things. The thing underneath my thing has like a stack of hearts. Like, everybody in here put a stack of hearts on it. And then my little comment has just got nothing on it. You know, it's almost like we've given everybody post-it notes. And when you do a meeting and you ask the client to put the green post-it notes on stuff they like and the red post-it notes on stuff they don't. And we're basically getting that in our group text, which to me is a sacred place. The group text is awesome and we shouldn't bring in this stuff. The one you asked me specifically, do I do it? Do I use it? The one that I use, and it's kind of weird, right? So when you ask someone a question and they don't respond. So maybe I'm texting five different things to a buddy, but one of the things is, can you play golf at 2:20 tomorrow? The one feature I kind of like, and I hate to admit this, is I can go click on that question I asked him and do the thing where it does a question mark. And then it's almost like a half-ass way to tap him on the shoulder and be like, "Hey, dude, I know like we're talking about a lot of stuff on this text, but I also need an answer to this question." And it's kind of a passive aggressive way to get the answer. And so I do that. I'm sorry. I do the other stuff. I touch the heart if somebody sends a picture, and but you're absolutely right. It's making us lazier. It's not our best selves, those little animated things. I mean, how much better would it be? You get a picture of somebody and you write two sentences, go, "Man, looks exactly like you, same eyes, kid's going to be a killer." You know, that's way better than just the heart button, right? So yeah, I feel you on that. It's kind of a weird misstep for Apple, but what are you going to do? What you are going to do is get insurance from Will Anderson eventually, Because if you're spending money with somebody you don't know, or somebody you went to high school with, or used to live in your old neighborhood, your first house, it's time to switch. Go with Willie. He's going to save you a bunch of money. A lot of people I know have been switching to him. He's been saving them hundreds of dollars. So if you're doing your budget right now, you're coming out of COVID, you're trying to figure out how to get back online, Will Anderson, he can't guarantee he's going to save you money, but I can tell you that he's probably going to. So call him. Get a hold of Will Anderson, Will Anderson Insurance. As a rule, stupidity is covered. That's what Willie says. That's why he's always placed right in front of the drinking story. And oh my, do we have a drinking story. So went out last night. Seemed like a pretty harmless evening. My wife pointed out to me that I was at the VFW at one point. I ordered a tequila soda. When it came, it was kind of brown. And I said, is this a tequila? And she said, yeah, you don't like it? And I'm like, well, it must be straight tequila if it's this dark. Can you bring me some soda? And she comes back with a cup that's got about a half inch of soda in it. Of course, I drank it. And it was one of those nights, kind of bumped into some people. I have kind of a tequila friend, and she likes to buy me a shot of tequila when I see her. I don't like doing shots, but I did that. So the night gets away from me. But I wake up the next day, this morning, actually, and I'm like, you know, the house is like really clean. And I'm like, God, this is great. You know, I didn't like come home and eat a frozen pizza. You know, I didn't like eat cereal. You know, I was just drunk enough that I just went to sleep. Like, that's kind of refreshing. And, but I didn't have my phone or my car keys. I'm kind of like, wait a minute. So like, where's my phone? Huh? You know, this isn't quite adding up, because like, I felt so clean and sort of like, I knew I had a big night, but there was some part of it that felt sort of clean, and sort of, organized. But then I can't find my phone. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. So we start looking at the Blink security system, which I don't know. I might have to uninstall this thing at some point. But so we see that my wife hobbles in at 11:38 p.m. on the Blink. And then I don't come in the back door till midnight. 22 missing minutes. And I'm like, you know, at this point, we're kind of in the we're in the car. I'm driving her to the vaccine, and I'm like, God, where do you think I was doing? Like, where did I go? I'm really freaked out about it, you know. And then I start thinking, oh my God, you know, there's some frozen pizzas out in the freezer in the garage, but the Jeep is parked in the man room side. So, like, for me to go cook a frozen pizza in the pizza oven with the car in the garage, it would be like, I'd have to be like standing and, I don't even know, like kneeling in the corner. But I've started to have this panic. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I wonder if I like went out in the garage and like cook something. And I'm starting to notice in the corner of my fingernails, they're like a little bit orange. And I'm like, oh no, you know, like, because I had almost been bragging about it. I had kind of been walking around like, you know what? You know, yeah, drank a little bit too much last night. But hey, on the bright side, I didn't eat a, you know, full frozen pizza and, you know, stay up till 3 a.m. like I usually do. It looks like somebody's growing up a little bit. And so we're driving home and I'm like, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to go on the garage. Like, I don't know what's out there. 22 minutes. It could be anything. I mean, I could get out there and, you know, I've gone to the bathroom on my workbench. You know, I don't know what's going to be out there. I'm terrified to go out there. You know, maybe there's like a cake out there. Like I cooked a cake and ate it, or I don't know. Maybe I smoked a cigar. We couldn't find my cigar. Ugh. So I get home, and I go out there. And immediately when I open the garage, it smells like food. In the pizza oven is a full pizza that is just burnt to a crisp. It looks like a sewer cap. I'll put a picture of it on the Instagram. It's unbelievable. But here's the bad part. There's shrapnel of another pizza. And so I went out there and I cooked two pizzas, one of which I just forgot about and left in there. I could have burned down my whole garage. But I don't have any utensils. So I used, I have like a saw, like this. It has a wooden handle and a curved, sharp piece of metal. It's like a sickle. So I'm out there. I don't even know what this looked like. I cooked this thing. I don't have a pan. I have like a, I don't have a tray. I have like a pan, a metal pan. And I must have just been hacking at it with this handsaw. I mean, this is like zombie stuff. I mean, I'm a zombie for 22 minutes. Just that Roomba effect. I go back to the docking station. Like the second I got home, I don't say anything to my wife. I just start, it's like, I must kill the queen. I must kill the queen. I just start walking to the garage. I cut the pizza open with this handsaw sickle. I don't know how long I cooked it for. And then I just mangled it. I don't even know how I ate it, if I folded it, if I was standing the whole time. And my phone's out there. And my keys are out. I mean, the whole deal. It was like unbelievable. I'm just sitting in this. I just told my wife we were having a Bloody Mary, breaking it down. And I just said, I'm embarrassed. I go, like, no one knows that this happened, really. Or it's not like it was public, but it's just like, what am I doing? I'm a zombie. 22 minutes. You know, what was I doing out there? And I don't even come in with it. I'm just eating it in the garage, cutting pizza with a handsaw. Holy crap. At this point, I'm giving all the frozen pizzas away that we have. I'm going to give them to my son's friends. We're not going to have any in the house because somewhere deep inside my brain, I just know it's there. I told my wife, I said, if I hid these like a dog hides a bone and I buried the frozen pizzas in my backyard, you'd find me at 2 a.m, you know, out there just somehow I've cooked them over an open fire. She said, well, why don't you bring the pizzas over to the secret smoker and we can keep them there? I said, absolutely not. I'll be in their garage. It'll be 2 a.m. and Dave will look out. And there I'll be, you know, he'll see smoke coming from his garage and I'll be cooking them. I'll find them. It's just uncanny. So the 22 minute mystery has been solved. And I'm going to tie this all together and finish with a little bit of soul. So I don't want, I'm too old to be doing that. It's just silly. And here's what I want. I'm not ready to be the guy putting the flag up and down each day. I'm not ready to be that solemn. But we were at Beartown today, having a bloody and a quesadilla and licking our wounds. And these two gentlemen were across the bar, these two older guys. I actually took a picture of them. I sneakily took a photo of them. I may post that, I may not. But they're at the bar. They know the bartender. They come in. It's clear they do this every Saturday. The one guy says, I'll have a Reuben light on the sauerkraut. The other guy gets a cheeseburger and tots. And they each have two beers. That's all they ever have. They're in a big frozen mug, so it's more like four beers. But and they each have a bloody and two beers. And that's their program. They solve the world's problems. They talk to each other. They have their. The guy says to her, she's getting him another beer, and he says, hey, make sure you fill it all the way up. I only get two of them. And I just looking at these guys going, that's the phase I'm ready for. I don't need to be losing my phone. I had a speaker with me when I woke up, not my speaker. I don't know why I took someone else's speaker. I got to return that now. I want to be more like those guys, you know, talking about how the Twins can't hit. You know, you got your two beers. You know, he's giving them shit because why would you say light on the sauerkraut? That's a good way to ruin a Reuben. You know, I mean, that is soulful. That is, I don't know. It's the way to hear time passing you by. I just thought it was beautiful. These two guys belly up at the bar, got their sandwiches. She knows the drill. A couple bloodies, two mugs of beer, and we'll be on our way. Thank you very much, ma'am. I love it. I love it. That's what I want to get to. We gotta kill the zombie. He's gotta die. No more. Gotta get more on that path. I'm going to finish with Taylor Swift made some new music because she's a giver. And the thing I love about Taylor Swift is she's always making music that sounds like right now. And this is even a remake, right? But she put some new stuff on there from the vault. And there's a song I really like with Maren Morris and Taylor called I've Got You All Over Me. And the first line she talks about, it finally stopped raining. And when I first heard this song, sure enough, it had been about 3-4 days of rain, and it just stopped raining. I was driving in my car, and I heard it, and I felt like Taylor was riding with me. It's a pretty nice song. So check it out. Take care of yourselves. Fold that flag carefully, and maybe just two mugs of beer, all right? Get it.
Scratch it right off. It's how it used to be. But like the dollar in your pocket, it's been spent and traded in. You can't change where it's been. Reminds me of me. I lived and I learned. Had you got burned. You clean. I've still got you.